I'm going to continue my lesson from yesterday, in which I was speaking on the subject of the heart. God's Holy Spirit will be your early warning system and will work through your heart to alert you to spiritual danger. The writer of Psalms 51 and verse 12 says, "Create within me a pure heart and renew within me a right spirit." People with pure hearts see God's warning and see the spiritual danger before it comes. People with pure hearts see God's hand at work in every situation and in every decision. People with impure hearts move forward into spiritual danger, never seeing it coming. Nonetheless, our hearts must be regularly purified. Your heart is subject to many influences through the courses of life. It must regularly be purified and cleansed. I have two pair of glasses which I wear. I wear my reading glasses when I read. I wear my sunglasses when I go outside to protect my eyes from the bright sunlight. I have discovered that it doesn't take long for my glasses to become smeared by my fleshly fingers or accumulate dust from the atmosphere. Therefore, I find myself cleaning them regularly in order to get a true picture of what I am looking at. If I don't clean them often, I get a distorted vision, a blurry vision. Your clarity of spiritual vision can easily become tainted and cloudy and blurry. Your heart can become smudged with the world's philosophies. Perhaps you have become involved in some deliberate sin or habit that is constantly wreaking havoc on your spiritual condition and your spiritual vision. Perhaps through music or the internet or television, you have been bathing your heart in the filth of the world. What kind of spiritual vision do you think these things create? They blind you. They coat your heart with impurities that you can't see God. You don't recognize His call. You cannot respond adequately to His prompting. For years, you may have wondered why pastors have tried to warn you about the wrong music or hanging out with the wrong crowd. Do you think that they are trying to take all of your fun away? No, sirree, Bob. Because they realize how harmful these things are to you. They want your decisions to be right from a pure heart, with wisdom and discernment. The media of this world provides more than entertainment. It provides spiritual pollution. I know plenty of people who have lost the ability to see God. They have lost all sensitivity to spiritual danger. They are like walking dead people spiritually because their hearts have been caked with the filth of the world. But thanks be unto Jesus Christ and His death on the cross. You don't have to pay for your sins. You just need to acknowledge them before God. He is ready and willing to forgive you. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When David had sinned before God, he said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sins are ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight." While sin always has its consequences, you can come right now to God and be cleansed thoroughly from the power of sin in your life. God is waiting with open arms to welcome you back. He will cleanse you and make you new. He will restore you to fellowship. He will give you a pure heart and a clear vision. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.